Welcome to Not Over, Just Different. I'm your host, Natalie Ledwell, founder of Mind Movies, the ultimate personal development tool to visualize and achieve your greatest life. This podcast is for women who are looking for inspiration and guidance as they navigate the changes that come through moving through the various stages of life, or for anyone asking themselves, who do I want to be? Now, on this transformational show, I'll be talking to inspiring people from all walks of life about their stories of how they faced and overcame life's challenges in powerful ways. These are raw, candid conversations, often not shared until now. We'll be discussing topics like health, relationships, life's transitions, aging gracefully, and learning to see life from a fresh new perspective. We explore what it means to continually grow and evolve as your world changes and live a fulfilling life. As well, we'll provide you with amazing tools and resources to help you move through change with courage and resilience. So if you're ready to take the plunge and start your journey to becoming your most powerful, authentic self, then join me, Natalie Ledwell, on Not Over, Just Different, for insightful conversations about how to tackle life's new chapter. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast for this week. This week is going to be a very juicy conversation, because we are talking about Akashic Records. You may not know what that means just yet. Some of you may, but we're going to definitely go into depth with that with my special guest, Lisa Barnett. So hi, Lisa. How are you, darling?
Hi, Natalie. Lovely to see you again.
Yeah, so great to see you. Now, Lisa is the author of three books. The latest one, which is what we will be talking about today, is Your Soul Has a Plan. So awaken to your life purpose through your Akashic Records. So I am really looking forward to this, because I think a lot of our listeners are at this stage in their life where they're looking to what it is that they want to do next and not quite sure what direction to take. And I think that when they are made aware of what their life plan is, it can really help them to understand, you know, what they're good at, you know, which direction they want to head. It may not be where they end up, but it's definitely a direction to start in. And that can all be done when we're aware of the information that we can get from our Akashic Records. So why don't I start first with asking you, Akashic Records, what are they? The million-dollar question.
Fabulous place to start. And I have to say, probably all of my students and clients start with, could you explain that really? Yeah. So the Akashic Record is the recording of your soul's journey. And so if you can imagine that you have this very expansive, infinite soul that has been on a journey, basically, let's just say forever, and you have been so many things, lived so many places, done so much, have really a phenomenal amount of gifts and talents, all of that is recorded in your own personal library, and you have your own personal librarians. Refer to as the Akashic Record Keepers. But each person has their personal library and personal record keepers, and they are in service to you.
Right. So what is the purpose of going back lifetimes? Like what's the purpose of doing that?
Right.
How does it affect our life now, you know?
Absolutely. So what we know is that writes its plan. And what we do, our soul, before embodying again, coming to earth, says, I have this amazing opportunity. What am I going to do? What gifts do I want to share? Who do I want to be with? Who do I want to share my gifts and talents with? Who do I want to support? Who do I want to learn from? So we make this very in-depth plan, and it includes many of what I just refer to as gifts and talents that we have honed in other lifetimes. Right. So our lifetimes that we're looking at are not just kind of random lifetimes. It's not like, oh, when was I famous or you know, when was I rich? It's who was I when I worked on that gift that I'm interested in bringing back to humanity now?
Right. All right. So let's unpack that a little bit. So our soul decides to incarnate in this time in history on planet Earth.
And we've decided that we're going to bring with us certain gifts and to learn certain lessons. And so this is obviously part of the parents that we choose to be born with, right?
Yes, often. Sometimes we do not have soul contracts with our birth parents. So we really create many unique situations. We may create a soul contract with someone who may adopt us later on. We may have a soul contract with a grandmother or an aunt or grandfather, uncle, you know, another person, even a sibling, that the contract is really connected to in a deeper way. And that's literally why we picked that family. So yes, often parents, but not always.
Right. And so what is the, you know, what are the kinds of things that we want to experience this lifetime? Like why do we make those decisions? What factors into that choice?
Well, I would say that if you're listening to this, the likelihood that you are here to help awaken humanity, to bring your gifts and help us transform the world that we're seeing now into a higher vibrational world, that you're here really to be of service in many different ways. And so we are very excited in being here. Not that we always realize it, but we also want to complete big programs. We want to say, you know, that old karmic pattern has been on the planet for thousands of years, and it's actually holding us back. It's keeping us down. And so people literally write soul contracts that have karmic patterns attached, is kind of the way I explain it. And karma is never punishment, but it truly is about soul growth. So you may choose to be born into a family that has addictive patterns or abusive patterns or health challenges. And we pick it to come to understand it, you really learn from it, and then be able to teach what we've learned to other people.
Right.
And they may be our family members, but they may be like you, Natalie, sharing your wisdom with a lot of humanity. And so we do it in both ways, in big ways like you and in small ways like most of us humans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, from my understanding and how I see things is that, you know, we all have the same life purpose, and that is to be the best version of ourselves, to contribute where we can. The mission on how that shows up is different. It's different for everybody, and it's different for each of us individually, depending on where we are in our lives. I mean, because we choose one lane, it doesn't mean we're going to always be in that lane. It could evolve into something else, which is why I think really working on our own evolution is really important. And I think the reason that some of us have such a yearning to do that could do with the plan that we've had for ourselves before we came in.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I was working with a client yesterday, and it was fascinating because her story is really exactly what you're describing. She had spent most of her life in business with her husband. She raised a daughter who was grown, and her husband had recently passed. And she said, you know, of course, I miss him and I love him so deeply. And I now find that I have time to do more my soul calling, the work that I really loved, because I'm no longer distracted, in a sense, by my love of this beautiful man or raising a child. And now it's my time. And so many of us realize that. I would have to say that probably the majority of my clients are also kind of women who are over 50 who are thinking, what is the next step?
Right.
And the Akashic Record Keepers say, we write into our soul plan numerous purposes. It's never one, it's many, because one of our purposes may be to support a partner in life, may be to have children or grandchildren. And it may be also to bring some of our talents or our great gifts out into the world. And we do that in phases through our life. And it's never too late.
Yeah, I know, I love that. And it's like, time is kind of relative anyway. You know,
right.
Like you think about it, the being 50 or 60 these days, it's not the same as it used to be. Like, no. There's no hands on heads. There's no, okay, we're too old to do this stuff anymore. It's like, wait a minute, I'm just getting revved up. I know.
It's so true. But like, my favorite clients are those 75-year-old women who are like, I'm retired now. What else can I do? You
know? Exactly. So, I think originally one of my questions was, you know, does it serve us to go back? So when we have chosen to come in and we've got our gifts and so forth, is it advantageous for us to have like an Akashic reading where we can go back? I mean, how does it work? Because surely, I mean, we've had probably thousands of lifetimes. how do you know which one to go to? Or is it the keepers that are releasing the information that we need to know in that moment?
So the way I find it works kind of the best to support each person is to have that client ask, or that student, of course, because I love to teach people to do it for themselves, to ask specific questions about what's up for you in your life. So when we can say, you know, I'm finding myself at a crossroads and I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go this way or this way, you can literally go into your Akashic records and ask kind of highest and best for me at this time in my life. Do I have gifts around this? Is there wisdom for me to bring out into the world on this path? Or, you know, is there some benefit in this choice instead? Maybe more energy, more gifts, more lessons shared. There's a lot of actually day-to-day information that's available in your Akashic records. So when you're at a crossroads, very, very useful to access the records. But the other thing I see for so many people is that we get to a point where we want to do something that may be kind of bigger. Like, I really want to write that book. Or I really would like to start that spiritual business, but we feel really stuck. We're like, who am I to do that? Right? We have that self-doubt. We have some level of fear. And so honestly, many of my clients come with that kind of, I'm stuck and I'm scared. I want to do this now, but I don't know how. Can't make myself do it, right? And when we go into the account, is that it's part of source energy, part of the quantum field, and I can go into the energy of my clients' records and go outside of time and space and heal trauma and pain from childhood, or could be last year, or it could be 10 lifetimes ago, 10 years, 10 lifetimes, doesn't matter, no time, space in the quantum.
Yeah.
We can clear those fears. We can see why that person is feeling that stuckness, that fear. And to me, again, the fabulous gift is that we can reclaim all those lifetimes where you were that, right? Where you were an author, where you were a healer, where you were a spiritual teacher. So reclaiming the vibration, that energy gift, and knowing, seeing that you have been that and done that before is so validating for most of us. You know, I'd say, I need that validation often before I can make a new big change. And it's a very powerful tool that the records give us.
Wow. So what is reclaiming? Is it remembering, or is it bringing that energy through? Like, how does that work?
So both layers, actually, we work in we are very multidimensional. Yes. So we work in many dimensions. So one is definitely finding those other lifetimes. So when I can either tell a client or one of my students has that experience by learning to do it themselves, and they see 3-4 lifetimes where they were that amazing healer, where they had that gift, that witnessing is a reclaiming in its own right. Mm. We can see ourselves in another time being what we're hoping maybe we can be, knowing we've done it and feeling like, oh, wow, I've been that. I can do it again. And then literally we can energetically, because we're in the quantum field outside of time, energetically bring that vibration, that talent, that soul signature energy from that gift into the body right now to energetically bring it into this present moment so we can integrate it into who we are in this life and this physical body now.
Yeah, awesome.
And we can do that ancestrally also, which can be really, really helpful for a lot of people.
Mm. So we're talking about how we can positively, bring, tools and skills and memories and so forth in. But how about what do we do when we are stuck or that we've got something that keeps coming up for us? We find ourselves in a relationship we can't get out of, or, how does going back into the Akashic Records help us to heal or to get past those kind of things? We talk quite a bit about self-love on this show, and I really can't go on without mentioning the importance of using self-love to help recapture the motivation and inspiration to live your greatest life. And I just so happen to have a very special gift just for you that can help you discover how to achieve your goals, rise above your limiting beliefs, and tap into your limitless potential. It's my best-selling book, Never in Your Wildest Dreams. And if you'd like to receive a free copy, just go over to notoverjustdifferent.com/freebook. And I promise you'll be glued to your seat all night reading the spellbinding stories of ultimate transformation. So again, head over to notoverjustdifferent.com/freebook to claim your free copy.
So when we have, say, we'll use relationships, kind of stuck in a relationship, we can go back and look at, again, our soul plan. Did I write a soul contract with this person? Are they from our soul family? Is the contract complete? Is there kind of a karmic pattern or a learning and growth that's attached to that? And so we can look at different aspects of your contract or possibly lack of contract with that person. And one, we get to understand it. Again, witnessing to me is a huge healing for people. Just knowing that we wrote that and it's now done, we go, oh, okay, I feel that. And now I trust that it's okay to get divorced or to make a different choice. And again, we can go outside of time, space, continuum in the quantum field. I do this for my clients, I will heal, really release and delete some of these old contracts that are complete, but energetically, there might be some emotional pain attached. We can clear the pain. We can kind of clear that energy. They can be energetic cords from earlier on. Sometimes we have contracts with the same person in multiple lifetimes. So again, moving outside of time into the other lives where we're clearing those old contracts, letting them go, clearing any pain or trauma, and so that we can literally bring everything into this now moment.
Yeah.
And often, I mean, it's a phenomenal thing to do, and it's much harder than we think it is, right?
Right.
So to me, the Akashic Records is kind of, the great way to do that by untangling ourselves from the past.
Right. And so do we reincarnate in soul clusters?
When we're originally born, when we originally individuate, we do have, we come in with a group, a little cluster. I always say we're born in a little basket. There's usually maybe 30 or 50 of us. And the interesting thing is that as we spend more time embodying, we do break into smaller soul pieces. And so before you know it, you've got 1,000 or 2,000 soul family members who are running around the multiverse and often in your life with you. So yes, we often make our plans to support each other with soul family members. Sometimes those are the souls that step up to be the bad guy in our learning and growth, right? So that may be the father that's, an abusive person or a boss who's really out of line. And so they often turn out to be soul family members, as well as our best friends, hopefully our life partners or our children or our parents, but they aren't always, and yet they are definitely around in your life.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. That's awesome. Can you share a story or an experience that you've had working with someone that's, you know, the piece of information that they were able to get from their records has really helped to change their life around?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, what I find is some of my really beautiful clients who have been at a crossroads and really kind of stuck in making that decision on how they want to go forward, being able to get that guidance and understand why this is the highest and best choice, even if they may be thinking something else, it can really, again, transform and unstick us. It's like it unbinds us from our self-doubt or our worry. And so we then have a clear path and we can move forward with ease and grace and often with speed. And so I've been very blessed to work with some healers who it has really catapulted their business once they realized the type of healing they'd done in many other lifetimes, that this and writing that book really was part of their path. And so it really has helped them to change kind of their old way of thinking and move forward with grace.
Yeah. No, I love that. Because, and that's the thing, we could just get so stuck. So let's talk a little bit more about the book. So in the book, are you describing what our soul plan is, how to figure that out? You know, what's the experience that you'd like the reader to have?
Yeah. So my new book.
Yeah.
what we did, so I channel everything from the Akashic Record Keepers. So when they say to me, it's time to write another book, I just say, okay, what are we writing about? And they just say, well, we want people to understand that you really are, you know, in charge, that your soul wrote this plan, that it's not random and that we're not victims. And so this book has a little kind of workbook piece in it. So I wrote this chapter by chapter to explain something like, you know, why am I here? Why would I pick this family, right? Why this? I imagine so many of the listeners are like, right? Why would I pick that family? You know, it's understanding karma and how it is connected to our soul growth and how your gifts and talents equal your purpose and how trauma can be a block to freedom. And then in each chapter, we added exercises for reflection, as well as healing prayers that I've channeled from the Akashic Record Keepers. And so it's also a workbook and some spaces in the book itself to do your work, to do some journaling, to write your own experience, how it relates to each chapter. So we can start to go deeper into what does that mean to me? What are karmic patterns in my life and start to understand them and then relate them. So again, through that seeing, that witnessing of, oh, that's a karmic pattern. It's not a punishment. I didn't mess up. I chose to learn and grow around that. And then we can literally start to share some of the wisdom that we've gotten from the soul growth.
Yeah.
And that really is part of the gift that we've come to share again with humanity, is the wisdom that we're learning as humans having all of these various experiences.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. Think about it. It's so freeing to understand that a lot of the things that come up in life are not necessarily your fault, because we can get stuck with that. You know, we can have a challenging or traumatic experience and just be tethered to that event that happened 20 years ago. But having this understanding and knowing that if this is the role that it plays in your life's plan, you're like, oh, okay. I mean, to me, that sounds like one of the most amazing ways to be able to release that.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really about creating the life that our soul desires. And right, just like you and Mind Movies, you're helping people create that life, right? By seeing it, knowing it, feeling it, picturing it. And to me, the Akashic Records give us some of that information by helping us to see and know and understand in a much more expansive way, right? Not just this life, but all time, all lifetimes, who we are and what we also want to share and gift. And the other aspect, I was just actually working again with a client this week who was saying, you know, I think I have a soul contract with my parents who really literally abandoned me. But I have been feeling bad about it all my life. You know, what can I know? What can I do? And the interesting thing is that we write soul contracts, and yet we are not always able to bring them to fruition. Mm. And again, it is about choice. So that parent, you may forgive them, which is your choice. And that parent may not take in the love that you were offering, may not take the support or the help or the gifts that you had come to offer them. And they've gone off maybe whatever down their own path. And it's important that we kind of not hold ourselves accountable for what is not part of our contract, right? You can only do your side of the contract. You can't do their side also. So when we realize that, it's so much easier, again, to let that go. And literally, in the Akashic Records, I often see these old contracts go up in flames. They literally energetically dissolve because they are complete. And when we forgive ourselves and let ourselves off the hook because we did what we could do, then it frees us to move forward and create new soul contracts, to create new relationships that are loving and supportive.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Lisa, congratulations again on your third book. Your Soul Has a Plan, Awaken to Your Life's Purpose through the Akashic Records. Guys, you can find that at Amazon or any of the bookstores as well. And I know that you also have a little gift for us as well. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So it is a guided visualization to give you the experience of journeying into your own Akashic Records. So it's a beautiful experience to go into this library, to go into the Akashic Garden where there's a lazy river where we can float and be in forgiveness. So energetically, we get to do some forgiveness work and then come back into your library and reclaim three of your own soul gifts. And so it's a beautiful experience and just a wonderful way to, you know, stick your toe in this lovely warm water and get to feel the energy and unconditional love of the Akashic Records.
Yeah, I love that. Because as Lisa was saying, you can do this yourself. You know, you and this recording can definitely help with that. So you'll find the link to be able to download that in the show notes. So again, thank you so much, Lisa, for being here today. This is such a great conversation. I have had my Akashic Records read before, and it blows my mind that we can have access to such a deep well of knowledge that we have as a soul been accumulating over thousands of years. So yeah, thank you for all your time today and fantastic information.
Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate you having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Not Over, Just Different. If you've been inspired by this episode and want to take the next step in your journey, be sure to check out our Welcome Pack. It's a great way to start your own personal development journey with the help of our amazing community. Next week, we'll be back with even more inspiring stories and practical advice for anyone ready to take on their next chapter in life, feeling fully empowered and full of passion for the journey ahead. And be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast by visiting notoverjustdifferent.com. Also, a 5-star rating and review makes a huge difference in helping us get the word out. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep living your best life.